USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is looking into 109 cases of hepatitis in American children that spans across 25 states and territories. CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases Jay Butler says the illnesses have been severe.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized, 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Butler says five children have died from the illness. The April jobs report shows the nation's economy added 428,000 new jobs in April, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Stocks ending the week on a down note, losing 98 points. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
A new study is out regarding a post-COVID workforce.
Job turnover is projected to be 20% higher in our post-COVID-19 world. And new research from Gartner, a technology research firm, says it's going to be this way for quite a while, as they've warned companies to brace for a lasting culture of quitting. Gartner says some 37 million people will leave their job in the United States this year. That's a 20% jump from pre-pandemic levels. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials in California are warning that another wave of blackouts could be on the way this summer. In August of 2020, the state experienced the first rolling blackouts in nearly two decades, and now the California Public Utilities and Energy Commissions and the independent system operator that oversee the state's power grid say California could face a deficit of up to 1,700 megawatts this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released this week found that the economy is the most important issue to American voters in the November elections. 38% saying lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the top issue. This as Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says the Biden administration has created the inflation mess.
The problem is that this government has acted too slow too often. They created the inflation, now they want to have credit for solving the problem, when in fact the problem may actually exacerbate the situation. The Fed does not have enough tools in the toolkit for the economy that we have today.
TSA officials say a Virginia man allegedly tried to bring 23 dangerous weapons onto an airplane at Reagan National Airport. The passenger was issued a citation after authorities found martial arts knives, scalpels, and a pair of brass knuckles in his carry-on bag. Police say the items would have been permitted if they were in checked baggage. Four astronauts are safely back on Earth Friday. They splashed down in a SpaceX capsule overnight off the coast of Florida, ending a six-month mission on the International Space Station. The commander called it a great ride, but admitted it was bittersweet as they left seven astronauts behind. Four of them just arrived last week for another six-month stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.